latest team news from clubcall.com.
Latest Newcastle United headlines. Reports on Wednesday say that there will be further talks over a possible takeover of the Magpies. Amanda Staveley, who is a well-known broker in terms of business deals, has met with top Newcastle officials Lee Charnley, Keith Bishop and Justin Barnes in recent days following the draw with Liverpool. That's according to reports, and the latest suggestions are that she's set to have further meetings with the Newcastle hierarchy regarding a potential takeover of the club, or possibly at least a partial investment. There's also been reports that Staveley has also spoke with club manager Rafa Benitez, and even though talks are at an early stage, it's suggested that things have moved on already since Sunday. A lot of Newcastle fans are excited about a possible takeover deal, but it remains early days. Focusing back on playing matters now, and Mikel Merino has paid tribute to the Newcastle support and says that the fans at St James's Park are incredible. Merino has impressed in midfield for the Magpies so far this season following a summer loan move from Borussia Dortmund. Newcastle held Liverpool to a 1-1 draw on Sunday, and Merino was again quick to hail the home support for their backing. He said in the Chronicle, "The crowd was incredible. I'm used to it, so I'm not surprised, because every time we play at home, the crowd is at an incredible level. It helps us a lot, and the team is really, really happy about that. What we want to do is to keep the mood and to keep the crowd going like this." Merino also believes the 1-1 draw with the Reds after Newcastle came from 1-0 down proves their top-flight credentials. He said, "This means that the team has heart, a really good mentality. It doesn't matter if we're one down or one up. We have to keep fighting. We have believed about our possibilities. It doesn't matter if we are losing by one. We keep fighting, and in the end, we have our important point, our goal. And this is how the team works," he said. Finally, it was a disappointing night in the Checker Trade Trophy. Newcastle will now need to win their last Checker Trade Trophy group games to progress after Peter Beardsley's under-21 side were beaten 1-0 by Port Vale on Tuesday. Tyrone Barnett's goal decided the Group D fixture, and Newcastle, who have beaten Crewe in their first Checker Trade Trophy game, are now third in the group and play second-placed Oldham next at Boundary Park on November the 7th.